Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled that a Pennsylvania school district violated a cheerleader's First Amendment rights when it disciplined her for posting a vulgar Snapchat message while off campus. The case concerned a Pennsylvania high school student, and that message included expletives and obscene gestures when she didn't make it on the varsity cheerleading squad. For more now, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Stephen Wolpert, St. Mary's College Professor of Politics and an expert on the Constitution and the Supreme Court. Thanks for joining us. Tell us about today's ruling and the free speech implications.
Well, it was a limited victory for free speech. The court did not outlaw any school regulations of speech, but this case was not one of the ones where they felt it might be permissible. So, for example, severe bullying or threats aimed at teachers, things like that, might be subject to permissible regulation by the school. But in this case, there was no legitimate reason for the school to punish her for what she did, even though it was vulgar.
So was one of the key distinctions in this decision whether or not she physically was on the school campus when she posted the messages?
Yes. Of course, with modern technology, being on campus or off campus isn't quite as bright a line as it used to be. You know, we chat, we blog, we tweet and Zoom and rap. Well, I don't, but some people do. So it's not as easy to separate what gets said on campus or off campus. But in this case, yes, it does make a difference, particularly because it did not disrupt the educational activities of the school, which is the primary reason why a school might want to regulate what students do. In this case, it had almost no impact on what was going on in the classroom. And in fact, the court even said that the school has an actual interest in protecting unpopular speech, because public schools are the nurseries of democracy. So they missed a teachable moment.
So if you're an administrator looking for some clarity, it's going to be tough to find in this narrow ruling.
Well, the court only rules on the specific facts in front of it. So it said this is protected by the First Amendment, and future cases will determine whether there are circumstances when the school could be permitted to regulate. So it didn't go beyond the facts of the case, and that's why we have so many First Amendment cases, because there's so many ways in which First Amendment questions arise, and the court can't answer all of them in a single case. So we'll have more questions come up. For example, if there's cyberbullying would be a case that would be interesting, that might be one where the school could prevail.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Stephen Wolpert is a St. Mary's College professor of politics and an expert on the Constitution and the U.S. Supreme Court.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!